Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is the Gerry Callahan Show.
Wow, what a wild weekend here in these United States. Just crazy. You know what? You could almost call it a bloodbath this weekend. And if you did, by the way, that would be okay. This is another thing that has changed in Donald Trump's America. You used to be able to say things were bloodbaths. It was a common term. If things were crazy, if the stock market was crashing, if a company, a business went bankrupt, you'd say it's a bloodbath and no one would care, as we will show you, as we will prove. But Donald Trump uses the term bloodbath, and the emails, the texts go out to the usual suspects in the mainstream media. They got him this time. They got him again. Trump was speaking over the weekend, if you missed it, in Dayton, Ohio. And he was doing what he does. He was riffing. He was ad-libbing. He was telling jokes, which, by the way, is the same thing Hitler did and Mussolini. They told jokes. So Trump is like Hitler, according to NBC News, because he's funny. And their guy's funny too, but he doesn't really intend it. Joe Biden's probably funnier than Trump, but it's just, we're laughing at him. We're not laughing with him. And the damage control this weekend, if you weren't paying attention, if you were busy, if you were enjoying St. Patrick's Day weekend, if you were watching golf, if you were spending time with your family, you missed the latest hoax. I know, we've talked about it for 7-8 years now. The effort the mainstream media goes in coordination with the Democrats, the effort they put in, the length they go to destroy Trump. Get ready, because we have 8 more months of hoaxes, 8 more months of coordinated attacks that will begin with the Democrats. Actually, we'll begin with the media. It will be laundered to the Democrats and then back to the media. I will explain. This one is so bad. It's so shallow. It's so transparent that it's a good lesson on how these things work. We've seen dozens of them in the last 8-9 years. We've seen, obviously, the big one, Russia, the Russia collusion hoax. But that was just one. You have the Bounty Gate hoax, bounties on U.S. soldiers. You have Trump calling soldiers suckers and losers. Another hoax, by the way, totally anonymous. Atlantic Magazine made it up, fed it to their friends in the Democrat Party, and they ran with it, and they're still running with it. This is Joe Biden's best strategy. Let the media create a hoax. He will repeat it, then they will run with it. So you have 2-3 days of a news cycle. And before you get denials, or before you get people who debunk it, you know, like Elon Musk, Community Notes, it goes around the world. It goes around the world, and people are saying, oh, Trump said there'd be a bloodbath if he loses the election. First of all, even if I took them at their word, and why would you ever do that? Even if this were legitimate, if Trump says, if I lose, it'll be a bloodbath, so what? Why is that so bad? He's not saying there'll be violence. There will be violence, but only if Trump wins. If he wins, there'll be violence across the country. We know that. I was there in 2016 at the inauguration. There was violence. They were burning cars. They were looting. They were vandalizing. It will be like that, but much, much worse. But put that aside. Even if he meant it the way they are claiming, so what? It's just a word, bloodbath. doesn't mean anything. It's a common used phrase. But of course, he didn't mean there'll be violence around the country. He meant the auto industry would go into free fall. He explains it in the clip, in the speech. He says Biden is going to flood the country with Chinese-made EVs, electric cars, and that will be terrible for the auto industry. That is what he says. So what? He's right. Even if he's not 100% accurate, it's a campaign speech, which Joe Biden can't do. Trump can do it. Big advantage Trump. He can stump on this. He can hit the campaign trail for 8 months, even at his advanced age. Make these speeches every day or every few days, and Biden can just shuffle around in his new sneakers. This was comical. And before we get to it, just imagine if Elon Musk hadn't bought X, if he hadn't bought Twitter and made it the only free speech platform we have in the United States. If he didn't own X, this hoax would have worked. You would not be allowed to say it's a hoax. You would not be able to accuse Joe Scarborough of lying. They would take you down. They would ban you. They would suspend you. They would be working in coordination with all the other media outlets. X, Twitter would be part of the problem. Fortunately, Musk bought the platform, and now you can point out, hell, Musk does it himself. He points out that all these people claiming Trump said there would be a bloodbath, they're lying. And Musk is on Twitter himself pointing it out, calling these people out. He called out Joe Scarborough on Twitter over the weekend. What did Scarborough do? Deleted his tweet. He deleted the tweet lying about Trump. Then, and we'll get to Scarborough. Scarborough goes on the air today and just keeps lying. I mean, they know their guy's in trouble. They know the polls look bad. They're going to go into overdrive. They've learned nothing. They have no professional dignity. These people don't care that they're ostensibly part of the media. They view themselves as a wing, as an arm of the Biden campaign, and they will do what Biden needs for the next 8 months. Fortunately, their power, their influence has decreased, has waned considerably, or else this would have been huge if we didn't have Musk, if we didn't have X. But let's get to it. Let's get to Trump Saturday on the trail in Ohio, talking about the auto industry, which is a big deal there. It's a big deal in a number of swing states. It's a big deal in Michigan, which is the battleground state. If you want to understand what's going on in around the world, in Israel, in Gaza, don't forget, Biden must win Michigan. He must win Michigan. If he loses Michigan, he loses the election. That's why he's turned on Netanyahu. That's why he wants a ceasefire. That's why he's pandering to the kook base, because he knows he must win Dearborn, Michigan. He must win the state of Michigan. That is more important to him than Israel or Ukraine or anything. That's what you're going to see for the next 8 months. He's going to go to Michigan. He won't speak because he can't speak. He's going to go to Michigan like he did the other day and shuffle around in the rain. But he's going to focus on Michigan, and he's going to sell out our allies in an effort to win that state and win the election. But enough. Let's get to Trump Saturday in Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Ironhead, play it.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those guys if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
See, that's nothing, right? That's just Trump campaigning. He's telling you what he's going to do. He's telling you how he's going to stop China. The crowd loved it. Got a big round of applause. You can debate it. You can debate, you know, the merits of a 100% tariff, but it was perfectly reasonable. Nobody would think that Trump was calling for mass violence if he loses the election. He didn't do it, obviously. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to the media. If you haven't seen it, this story, this hoax that he called for a violent bloodbath if he loses, was carried by every mainstream media outlet. I mean, everyone from New York Times, NBC, ABC, CNN, you name it. They ran with it. They know their job and they were doing it. They were taking Trump's words out of context. They were lying and they did it instantly. I mean, Saturday night, it was everywhere. Trump calls for a bloodbath if he loses. He left one word out. He said, you're going to see a bloodbath in the whole. And then he kind of lost his train of thought. He was going to say the whole industry. That was it. But clearly, he's talking about the auto industry. And clearly, he thinks if Biden wins, the auto industry is in trouble. That's the message. You know, take it for what it is. That's Trump on the campaign trail, like any other candidate, telling you the difference between him and the other guy. Well, the media doesn't care. They see an opportunity here to help their guy who is flailing, who is down in the polls, who is incapable of, you know, walking. It's a tough job. I'll give this to Joe Scarborough and all the media outlets. It is a tough job to campaign in real time for a corpse. That's what they're doing. They see their guy. They know he can't speak. He can't walk. They know he can't campaign. He can't give a speech. He can't give a press conference. He can't do what you have to do when you're running for president. So they are ready to just pull out all the options here. What can we do to help? Well, they could take Trump's words and make it seem like he's a dictator, like he's going to call for mass violence. Again, there will be mass violence, but only if Trump wins. If their guy wins, all their foot soldiers, the BLMs, the Free Palestine, Antifa, climate crazies, they're gonna be thrilled if Biden wins. If Trump wins, they're gonna take to the streets and they'll be encouraged by Kamala Harris and Ayanna Pressley to get violent. So get ready. Trump's leading in the polls. In 8 months, if he wins, there will be a bloodbath. But if he loses, there'll be no such thing. But this thing was nuts. It was not, you know, ambiguous like, I don't know, the suckers and losers hoax or the Charlottesville hoax where they claimed he said Nazis were fine people. Didn't happen. They didn't care. They ran with it. They hoped that you'd just look at the headlines or listen to their lies. This case was pretty easily debunked. They don't care. They don't care. This is Joe Scarborough today after his claim was debunked by Musk, after he deleted the tweet, after people on Twitter, lots of right-wing influencers pointed out their lies, just put this thing to bed, or so we thought. Doesn't matter. Scarborough has a job. Get Trump. That's his job. Stop Trump. That's her job, his honey. Stop Trump. The whole team, they show up on Monday morning and say, what can we do for Joe Biden today? And it's to continue to run with this ridiculous story that Trump was calling for bloodbath. God, let's listen to Joe. Totally unhinged, by the way. This guy is just, I almost respect it. As I pointed out in the past, people used to ask me about people on the radio, guys I worked with, people who were on for years, and they'd say, is he really like that? And my answer to that is, at least in my case and people I worked with, is when you're on the radio 4 hours a day, every day, taking calls, debating, talking, conversing, it is really hard to fake it. So almost everybody was the person you thought they were. It's just really, you know, your own, as a human being, it's hard to pretend to be something you're not. 4 hours a day, every day. I only knew one guy. I worked with one guy who was totally different on the air than he was off the air. Very famous guy. But everybody else, that's who they are, because they just couldn't fake it. It's just really hard to do. Scarborough is that guy. He can fake it. He was a Republican, but he pretends. I mean, this is a guy who said Joe Biden's at the top of his game like 2 weeks ago. This is the best of Biden. He's sharp. You know, he's with it. He's lucid. And then you see the video, you hear Biden, you go, how can you even say that? He doesn't care that he's kind of a laughing stock. He makes a lot of money. He has a job. The job is help Biden. He's still going with this bloodbath thing. Most of the media has kind of given up on it. Not Scarborough. He's running with it, baby, and he's going to continue to run with it. Let's watch this lunatic. He's Keith Olbermann, but he's got a platform 4 hours a day, every day, and all he does is lie. It's something to behold, to be honest with you. I marvel at this guy's ability to play a part, to pretend he's something that he's not every day, all day. God, let's listen to Scarborough today.
Obviously, he's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
We just watched it, Joe. We just played it. Maybe they didn't play it on MSNBC. I was watching for a while this morning because, again, it's something to behold. They have panels with like 27 people, all with the friggin' hate in their eyes and the rage. They just hate Trump so much. When they show up, they check their professionalism at the door, and they show up like there's some kind of, like it's, you know, the faculty lounge at Wesleyan. They show up like they're those crazies in the streets screaming because Trump is a threat to democracy. That's what they do. They bring on historians like Michael Beschloss, who used to be respected, who's just now another Trump-hating clown. It's amazing the depths to which they will sink at this point. But I found it entertaining. It was too easy, to be honest. It was too easy for a few guys on Twitter to debunk the latest myth and point out the hypocrisy. Before we get to the montage, again, this is the anatomy of a hoax. This is how it works. So the media hears Trump. They take him out of context. They tweet, they write about Trump being calling for violence. The media then kind of peddles it to the politicians, the Democrats, to Nancy Pelosi and her ilk. You had an actual U.S. senator, this guy Brian Schatz, calling for the media to lie, essentially, to say that that Trump was calling for violence, saying, here's your job, everybody. Here's what you need to do. You need to run with the doctored version of the video. A senator, I realize he's from Hawaii and he's a, you know, hard left Democrat, a Trump supporter. But he tweets out, and he got immediately, you know, called out and corrected. But a senator calling for the media to lie about what just happened. And this is one of many, to be honest with you. Brian Schatz tweets out Saturday, immediately, late Saturday night. Headline writers, he says, don't outsmart yourself. Just do Trump promises bloodbath if he doesn't win election. So a senator saying, don't outsmart yourself. In other words, don't tell the truth. Don't put it in context. Just lie. All right, let's get to Nancy. This is how it works. She's going to explain to you what I just tried to explain to you, how it works. They throw out the canard, the, you know, fine people hoax, the Russia hoax, the suckers and losers hoax, whatever it is. They throw it out there. They pretend it's real. They react. And then the media carries their water. It's pretty simple, but usually it's a little more, I don't know, complicated. This weekend was really simple. This is Pelosi a couple of years ago explaining how this works, if you had any doubt. Go ahead, play it.
It's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
There you go. If you're wondering how it worked, she explains it pretty well, you know, a wrap-up smear, they call it. But in this case, I don't think they expected to be debunked, to be corrected so quickly. The idea, as I began, the idea that using the term bloodbath is somehow crossing the line, just the term, is so absurd. You know, when you talk politics, they use that word all the time. There's a montage. I don't even know if we have time to play the whole thing. Tom Elliott from Grabian put out a montage. It's, I don't know, what is this, 3 minutes of just Democrats calling everything a bloodbath. God bless, you know, the X, because we wouldn't see this if Musk didn't buy X, if X weren't, you know, a free speech platform, we'd never see this. But let's do this before we move on. We gotta play some of this montage. These are the very people screaming today, tonight, on cable news, on Capitol Hill, because Trump used a word. As usual, the word hurt them, hurt their feelings. It hurt them. He used a word we don't like. He's such a meanie. go ahead, let's play some of this.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Flo has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you. And
it's going
to
be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath.
this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
It just goes on and on. These same people. There he is, Don Lemon. He's featured in there a couple times. We'll get to Don, who's just posted his first show, Don Lemon Show, on X. I can't believe Musk allowed that. He's allowing Don Lemon to post on Twitter. But there's your latest hoax. I don't think this one's going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because not only are they called out, but they're doing it in defense of a guy who can't function. I will get to it. It's remarkable. If they had a viable candidate, I would almost understand. But at some point, they have to say our guy is just a mess. But they won't do it. They'll just lie to you. We'll get to that. We'll get to Biden's new, he's got a secret weapon. He's got something he's going to do in the next, beginning now. He's got a secret weapon that's going to help his campaign. We'll get to what Don Lemon wanted out of Elon Musk to, start a partnership with Musk. Musk told him to hit the road. God bless him. But there's nobody more delusional in the media than Don Lemon. It's kind of funny. But we have the latest perk for illegal aliens here in the state of Massachusetts, the only sanctuary state. What they're getting when they're, you know, when they're not busy raping 15-year-old disabled kids. One of the perks of being an illegal alien. We'll get to that and much more, but first.
Excuse me.
Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia Hair Thinning Therapy from Chamonix is here and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. By supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We got so much here this Monday morning, Ironhead. I don't have time to get into the whole story, but there is a hilarious story I recommend it on Politico over the weekend. It's just, I mean, these people don't have mirrors. They have no shame. There's a whole story, long story, about Trump's sense of humor, which you would think would be a good thing, right? He's just got a sense of humor. That's why people line up for days to see his rallies, to show up. That's why they watch his rallies. That's why Biden can't do a rally because he can't entertain. He can't riff. He can't ad lib. He can't say anything funny. He can do funny things, but he can't say anything funny. You want to know who else was funny, Ironhead? Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. Guys like Hitler, Mussolini, Trump, they're just funny. There's the headline. In on the joke, the comedic trick Trump uses to normalize his behavior. And they literally go into the history of humor from authoritarians. And they write, they have some author saying, explaining how Hitler and Goebbels used humor. And they write, Trump is not Hitler or Stalin or Mussolini, but they share a rhetorical style. That's because humor is not a bug. It's a feature of demagoguery. And they talk to people at the rallies who think Trump's hilarious. And he is. Sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's stupid and sometimes it's juvenile. But when you see his rallies, people are laughing. They think it's funny. And Politico says, you know what? We are going to paint him as a fascist, as an authoritarian, because that's what I've seen lots of Hitler rallies. I've been watching lots of World War II documentaries. I never see the humor. I see the madness in Hitler rallies, but I don't hear a lot of laughs. But doesn't matter. The job, they got a job. It's get Trump. It's help Biden. And their latest effort is to point out that Trump being funny is that's what fascists do. That's what dictators do. But let's get to Don Lemon, because honest to God, Trump's funny. I think Don Lemon might be funnier. Don Lemon, as we talked about last week, has a new show. He got fired by CNN. Like lots of people, he started a podcast. He is putting it up on Twitter, on X, but he was going to actually sign a deal, allegedly, with Musk for X to be the exclusive platform for Donnie. And I thought this was just Musk trying to, throw him a bone, do him a favor. Yeah, we'll say we get a partnership. I don't even know how this works, but there's some shows like Tucker Carlson who've gone to Twitter and been very successful. Don Lemon probably sees that and says, I can do that. I can be Tucker. Here's the problem. He can't. He's stupid. He's not smart enough to do a show without 97, writers and staff members and producers like he had on CNN. Even on CNN, we had to do like 10 minutes and then go to break. He struggled just because he's just not smart enough to pull it off. His first guest was Musk, and we played that last week when he started asking these same old CNN-type questions. Aren't you going to moderate? Aren't you going to censor more people? And Musk was having none of it and told him to hit the road. But he's still going to post a show. In fact, he just posted one, an hour and 6 minutes of Don Lemon. This is from the New York Post on Saturday. It says, Don Lemon demanded the sun and the moon and the stars from the SpaceX boss, Elon Musk, before being unceremoniously dumped. The ex-CNN anchor sent over an astronomical wish list to Elon Musk during contract talks to host a show on the billionaire's platform, including, get this, a Tesla Cybertruck, $5 million upfront payment, on top of an $8 million salary, an $8 million salary, an equity stake in the company, and the right to approve changes in X policy as it relates to news content. Now, I tweeted about this, and some people said, hey, you ask for the moon, see what you get, which is fine. But did Don Lemon think he had leverage? Did he think Musk wanted him so badly that he was going to give him a Cybertruck, $8 million a year, and the right to approve changes to X policy? he's such a typical, prototypical mainstream media guy that he actually believes that he is something special. Tucker Carlson is something special. He's really good at what he does. He takes chances. He goes right to the edge. He flies to Moscow to interview Putin. This halfwit can't, he won't, this show won't exist in 3 months, you know, maybe less, maybe a month. Because I've seen this. We've all seen this. People who think they can do a podcast and they can bring over all their fans, and people show up every day anxiously waiting to see what Don Lemon has to say. Nobody has ever cared what Don Lemon has to say about anything. He was just a talking head. He read the teleprompter. He spewed the same old talking points as everybody else on CNN and MSNBC. He has no following. He brings nothing to X. There's nothing worth, hell, any money. Forget $8 million a year. But that's what, you know, that's what he believes. And he overestimated, to say the least, his value, as we saw on day one when Musk said, I don't need this. I don't need you. Hit the road, pal. And now Lemon will try to do a show, a podcast, without a deal with Musk, without a salary. He'll have to sell his own ads. Good luck, Don. Here's how you know Don Lemon can't do it. Let me know the next time he has a show with no guest. He was going to bring on guests, and he's just going to ask them the usual questions, and it's just going to be more of the same. The reason people succeed when they leave, some people leave, you know, mainstream media, cable news, is because they have something to say. Lemon has nothing to say. If he had to do an hour by himself, he would drown. He would be a disaster. He couldn't do it if he just sat there and said, here are my thoughts of the day. Here's my reaction to the news of the day. He can't do it. He's such a fool. But I love this. Musk is just, he is just killing it these days. But we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Lemon will become a big star on X or wherever else he's putting his show. Can you imagine just clicking and seeing, you know, an hour and a half of Don Lemon saying, I got to hear that. I got to hear what Donnie has to say.
I need it like I need air.
I mean, it's just funny how they think there's something they're not. You know, Joe Scarborough couldn't do an hour by himself. Chris Cuomo, I can't do an hour by himself. They'll have to bring in their buddies and talk about how much they hate Trump. I hate him more than you. I hate him the most. They just can't do it. They're incapable. People who succeed, like Megyn Kelly, is they got thoughts. They got brains. She can read. She can write. She succeeds on her own because she's good. Lemon can't do that. Someone's got to tell him. I don't know who, but maybe he can bring on the bartender the guy whose pants he reached down at the bar in Long Island. They could rehash that day. I'd listen to that. I'd watch that. But good luck, Donnie. All right, we got to get to the secret weapon for the Biden campaign. If you missed it, they got. And I want to show that clip again. We have to show that clip again of him on the porch in Michigan. I tweeted over the weekend. People were just in shock. He looks so bad. He sounds so bad. He is so bad that, again, they're having trouble this time. They're having trouble. There was a story in NBC News over the weekend about how he has frequent angry outbursts at his staff. And I'm no doctor, but I can tell you that's a symptom. I'm going to do the Joe Biden. That's a symptom. If you have frequent angry outbursts and you have dementia, there's no surprise there. That's what dementia patients do. They get frustrated. They get angry. We'll show you that. And we'll tell you what the secret weapon is. And we'll tell you what the latest perk Massachusetts is offering illegal aliens as they welcome them all into our sanctuary state.
Excuse me.
We all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. Well, silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. Rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more. As we know, when you see Joe Biden make a public appearance, we all kind of hold our breath. It's just the day he falls, stumbles, you know, introduces his sister as his wife, shake hands with imaginary people. By the way, he made an appearance with the Irish prime minister, I guess it was, you know, one of these fake things where he pretends to be a, you know, Irish Catholic. Again, he couldn't figure out how to get off stage. He's never made an appearance where he knew how to exit the stage. Before we get to his secret weapon, let's show that clip from Michigan with the two guys in the umbrellas. This might be the most alarming, concerning clip of Joe Biden we've seen lately. And I want you to focus on one thing if you're watching along. Look at the hands on Joe Biden. He's on a porch in Michigan. It's raining. He's completely lost. Two guys have umbrellas and they're trying to, you know, cover him up, help him out. And he does not know what state he's in. He doesn't know where he is. See those hands? Another symptom. He's got the rigor mortis is setting in. His hands are stiff. He's staring blankly out at the crowd. One of the guys, literally, kind of like the Easter Bunny, puts his arm around Biden and shepherds him into the room. That was the extent of his appearance in Michigan. He went there, obviously, to pander to the kook base in Michigan, you know, the pro-Hamas crowd. But he didn't speak. He didn't take questions. His handlers wouldn't allow it. And he didn't know where he was. So the campaign staff, you know, the one that he yells at, let me see if I get the headline. Here's the headline from NBC over the weekend. Behind the scenes, Biden has grown angry and anxious about his reelection effort. The whole story is about how he's frustrated that his polls are bad, even though he's doing a wonderful job, and Americans just don't appreciate how much good he's done for them. That's NBC's take, and they point out frequent outbursts at his handlers, at the visiting angels. But they're not sitting back just waiting for the next fall. They have a tactic here. Let me see if I can get this up. Joe Biden now has new sneakers. Yes, he's got new sneakers, which are really stable, sturdy, to prevent a fall. They're from Hoka, which is a great brand. I love Hoka running shoes, and they are stable. But they're so afraid if he wears, you know, dress shoes that he'll take a fall that they now have special sneakers, you know, like, I don't know, Little Forrest Gump. Do we have the report? This is from, who's this from? Inside Edition or one of those tabloid shows. A whole story on on Biden's new kicks. Watch this.
Many observers couldn't help but notice his footwear. Are those sneakers? Yep, they're so-called lifestyle sneakers made by Hoka, designed for maximum comfort and support while walking or hiking.
And here they are, the Joe Biden sneaker. They're made by Hoka. These are called the Hoka Transport, and as you can see, they look quite comfortable. They have a wide sole, no doubt great for stability, and the president does have a history of stumbling.
In the story, the funniest part of the story from NBC, they say some of his aides wanted to walk faster because of all the people who were concerned about his shuffle, his old man shuffle. His aides want him to walk faster. So they got him these new Hokas. And if you're just listening, they're wide and they're thick and they're staple. And it's supposed to help him, you know, get up the baby steps on the back of Air Force One without falling down. Oh, I can't believe this got out there, that someone found out that he got new. They look like, you know, like nurses' shoes, nurses who have to run around all day, designed to keep them from face planting in front of the world. Think about that. Every time you see video, you think of that video of him on the deck with the umbrellas. That's seen in China and Russia, North Korea and Israel. They're looking at this guy saying, is he still there? Is he still with us? I mean, is he still lucid? And the answer, of course, is absolutely not. But I should give him credit. He actually did appear yesterday, I believe, out in public, made like a 5-minute speech, read the teleprompter, didn't get much of a reception, though. And he pulled a Jeb Bush. He said, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you clap? Go ahead, play it.
Ireland now is one of the top 10 investors in the United States economy. And our country stand proudly for liberty and against tyranny. We stand together and oppose Russia's brutal war of aggression in Ukraine. You can clap for that, please.
Clap for that, please. I always say that about comedians. You're an expert, Ironhead. I hate when comedians blame the audience when they say, oh boy, you don't laugh at anything. Why don't you laugh at that? They'll laugh if you make them laugh.
Right.
You don't blame them if you don't make them laugh. It's not their fault. Just move on to the next joke and maybe you'll do better. When they look around, oh, this crowd, you guys are dead. You got no sense of humor. What's wrong with you? When a politician said, please clap or clap for me, I mean, that couldn't have been on the teleprompter. That is him ad-libbing, and it's just comical. Imagine Trump saying, come on, please clap for me. Yeah, this is Jeb. Jeb Bush led in the polls in 2015.
Yep.
He was favored to win the Republican nomination and, I guess, the presidency. He had lots of money, lots of big backers. And now look at him. Trump ruined him like he's ruined so many people. Let's listen to Jeb! Exclamation point.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Why would you ever say that? Oh, Jesus.
I think the death knell for him was when Trump bought JebBush.com.
And he shredded him on stage. Those debates were when he had like 18 guys up on stage and he just took over. I hate to say it, but, you know, Trump's getting older too. He was better in 2015. He was sharper, more articulate. And obviously, you know, he's getting old, but he's compared to the fossil he's running against. There's no contest. Trump has to do one thing. I'm begging you, Donald Trump, do one thing in the next couple of weeks. Do a rally in Eagle Pass, Texas. Do a rally on the border. Do a rally right as, and hopefully like in the background, you can see illegal aliens crawling through the fence or swimming across the river. Do a rally and get, I don't know, 20,000 people to show up at the border. And point, here's where they're coming across, the rapists and the killers and the crazy. Here's the prisoners who were let out of prison in Venezuela and Haiti. There they are. I mean, that's the number one issue everywhere, including Michigan and, Georgia and Arizona and all these swing states. He should be talking about the border every day. That's the starkest contrast between him and Biden. That's Biden's greatest weakness, obviously, allowing 9 million illegal aliens to come into the country and rape and pillage. He's got to focus on that and find all the Lake and Rileys. Lake and Riley is one victim, but there's many, many more. Talk about them. Meet them. Let's before we go, we don't have her name, but there's a 15-year-old girl, an illegal alien, in a hotel in Rockland, Mass. And she was allegedly raped by a 26-year-old illegal alien. We talked about it last week. None of our elected representatives, none of them, have tweeted about it, talked about it. Not Bill Keating, not Ayanna Pressley, Liz Warren. She's talking about, you know, corporate greed or something. They don't care. This 15-year-old girl, as we pointed out last week, means nothing. She means nothing, just like Lake and Riley meant nothing. She's collateral damage. But if you want to know why they're coming, it's because why wouldn't you? Not only do you get to stay in a once very nice hotel, you get a hotel room, you get $64 a day in food, $64 a day in food. You know what else you get? A free tablet, like an iPad. And the reason the 15-year-old girl, one of them, that she got raped by this monster is he was allegedly helping her with her tablet. They're not using the tablets to, you know, learn English or study a way to assimilate. They're watching porn, you know, they're watching stupid videos. And that's bad enough. You know, food, a phone, a hotel room. They didn't give those out on Ellis Island, I don't think, but they do now. This one killed me. Before we go, we're going to get to it. Free same day dry cleaning for illegal aliens. I'm pretty sure our homeless vets don't get that. Mm-mm. But according to the Boston Herald, you get free same day dry cleaning. The illegal aliens drop off the dry cleaning at 9 in the morning. By the end of the day, get them back washed, pressed, folded for free. What sense does that make? Well, why even add that perk? I understand. Again, they're trying to bring in as many future Democrats as possible. But you really want to provide free dry cleaning for illegal aliens? Just madness. Madness. And I'll say it again. Greg Abbott's a genius. Ron DeSantis is a genius. That changed everything when they started sending illegals to blue states, to sanctuary cities. That changed everything. Now everywhere is a swing state. Everywhere is concerned about immigration. It's the number one issue, and Trump's got to get back at it. Stick to it. Just talk about the bloodbath at the border. How's that? Bloodbath at the border. That should be his message every day. Yeah. It is a bloodbath. Ask Lake and Riley's family. It is a bloodbath. He should say it over and over again. But it was good to see this hoax debunked in real time. We need more of that. And if you haven't been counting, that's about, I don't know, 2 dozen, 3 dozen hoaxes perpetrated by the media and the Democrats on behalf of Joe Biden, which have fallen apart. That doesn't even include, you know, Jussie Smollett or Bubba Wallace or Nick Sandman. That's just the Trump. There they are. There they are. Russia collusion, kids in cages, impeachment one, Mueller report, Jan 6, impeachment 2, dictator on day one. That doesn't even include the fine people hoax, the Russian bounty hoax, the losers and suckers hoax. Just, you know, it's over. It's done. It doesn't work anymore. And that's a great thing. But all right, we got to leave it there today on this busy Monday. We didn't get to the Players' Championship. I guess that's okay. I loved that tournament. It's a great TV tournament. Great ending. That was a lot of fun. But hey, I guess we have more important things than golf. But maybe we'll do it another day. We'll do it Masters Week. But TV, golf is such a great TV event now. You know, you just sit back and watch these guys melt down. It's a lot of fun. But that will do it for today. Thanks, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we will do it again tomorrow.
But I'm going to go to bed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase.
Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.